When we had Malcolm on the line last week, the phone line was a little crackly. He was up in the Blue Mountains with 3,000 people in the pouring rain. But I wanted to get Malcolm back on the line and have a more relaxed chat with him. And we've disturbed him now on his holidays. So, Malcolm, thanks for taking the call tonight.
Yeah, hi, Dominique.
Now, mate, it's been a big conference for you this last week with lots of people considering, thinking through missionary service overseas. It must be tremendously exciting to go through this process of raising up men and women and then seeing them leave Australia to go and preach Jesus. But before I ask you about that, I want to go back to your own experience, because 15 or so, I don't know how long ago, you used to be a missionary yourself.
Yeah, that's right. I think the first time Elizabeth and I went out as missionaries with CMS, it was 1988. So that's a few years ago.
Yeah. And, well, can you take us through what was the process that you went through with your, I guess, young bride at the time to put yourself forward for missionary service? How did you feel, if you like, firstly, that Jesus wanted you to do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to remember that long ago. but we were young marrieds with three young children. I was an optometrist. Elizabeth was a social worker. And we'd always had it in our minds ever since we'd started going out that as Christians, Christians that believe the scriptures, we should at least ask the Lord whether he wanted us to go as missionaries. And so when we'd were happily settled in the suburbs and going to a church that preached the scriptures faithfully, we went to talk to our minister and said, well, we've always talked about being missionaries. What should we do? And he said, well, the first thing to do is go and talk to CMS and see what they say.
And nobody closed the door, I guess.
Oh, yes. That's right. We kept pushing on doors and then CMS said, no, you are the sort of people we want to send, and suggested we go to Zaire, which is now the Democratic Republic of Congo, but at that point we'd never heard of it.
Yeah. And so what happens when they say, we think you, young optometrist, and your three kids should go to this dangerous nation in Africa?
Yeah, well, it...
Because it is a dangerous place.
It was then a dangerous place, and it still is a dangerous place. Of course, CMS take safety of missionaries carefully and seriously, but at the same time, countries that are in crisis, people often have are open to hearing the gospel and are in a situation where they're thinking through life issues, and so it's quite strategic to go and preach Jesus to people in nations like
in danger.
That.
Yeah. Mm. So, what did you do when you got to Zaire? You got to the Congo.
Well,
was there already other missionaries there? Was there a structure to support you, or was it just you and some suitcases getting off the plane?
No, there was and is an Anglican church in the Congo, which is an interesting thing in itself. The Anglican church in the Congo or in Zaire in those days wasn't planted by Western missionaries. It was planted by African missionaries coming across the border from Uganda and other surrounding countries. And CMS was approached by the Anglican church in Zaire and said, you know, we're up and running as a church, but we could do with people of particular skills. So CMS sent out Bible teachers, and we went to train people in youth work and train people in evangelism.
Right. Okay. And then, and so were you in danger? Did you feel in danger during the time you were there?
Well, certainly towards the end of our time there, in the early 90s, Zaire was quickly heading towards anarchy. And then in 1994, we were living on the border of Rwanda, and then the Rwanda genocide happened right on our doorstep. And it was around that time we had already decided to come back to Australia to do some further study and for our kids to go to high school. But it was a very dangerous place at that point.
So how far away were you from the Rwandan genocide?
Our house was about a kilometre from Rwanda.
Right, okay. So fairly close. I wasn't expecting you to give such a close answer as that.
You've got
kids at that stage in sixth class or that kind of age, I take it.
Yeah, that's right. Our children were in primary school and they were going to a local Belgian curriculum school, but most of the kids in the school were reasonably well off Zairians.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a very multicultural upbringing and were going to school in French.
Right. Okay. And, well, today, now you lead the Church Missionary Society in New South Wales, and you're talking to young men and young women, and you're the person who, I suppose, opens doors and closes doors when they come and say, should I go on the mission field?
Yeah, that's right. I'm one of the people in our office that people come to talk to if they're thinking about becoming missionaries.
And how do you, what kind of influences your decision as you talk to people about whether or not for them the door should be open or closed? What do you look for?
We look, first of all, for people that are committed Christians that have given their life to the Lord Jesus, but also who have training and relevant experience for what they want to go and do overseas. We generally don't send people to do things overseas that they've never done in Australia and don't have the skills and the training to do. And then we look at questions of what we call being mission ready. So is their psychological health good, them and their whole family? Do their children have special needs that can or can't be met in certain locations?
Yeah, I guess if you've got a child that needs to be getting all sorts of specialist medical attention, then you shouldn't be going to the Congo.
Yeah, or if you're a person that has, mental health issues and you need mental health professionals in Australia just to cope from day to day here, that sort of help might not be available in a country where we send missionaries.
Hmm. Hey, Malcolm, thanks for talking to us tonight.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
That's been really interesting. Malcolm Richards on the line there, and he is the leader of the Church Missionary Society in New South Wales, and very interesting to hear from him.